City of the show, you can get Sheeman and Shepherd all the time with Sheeman and Shepherd On Demand. Available on 99.3ESPN.com and iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
I'm Craig Sheeman with Pete Shepherd. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Great scene in the remake, of Star Trek with the Christopher Pine one when he was a little kid. He steals his dad's car. He was about, 12, 13 years old, flying down in Iowa where he lived. Sabotage came on. It was awesome.
Very good. Coming up this hour, we've got Wikipedia. It is Bill Murray's birthday. Well, Bill Murray movie trivia. In the 4 o'clock hour on Fridays, we do our pigskin picks. Just to recap, another 5-3 week by the Craig Man. Another mediocre week by Pete at 4-4. Chris.
Two games.
Had a bad week.
Still only 26.
I'll defend it. I will defend my picks, though. I'll defend any pick if you want to pick it out right now and say, what were you thinking?
So will I. Mostly pick. I think the Pittsburgh Chiefs one was disappointing. Tennessee a little bit. They had a big lead. They blew it. Well, the Steelers should have poured it out on Denver.
They really should have.
After Drew Lock went down.
I was upset about that.
It was a complacent. That's why I tease games.
And you said Kansas City, Craig. We all picked Kansas City.
Oh, but I want to hear were duped. I already know why I was duped.
What was I thinking?
Yeah, what were you
thinking? I was thinking that the Chargers only beat Cincinnati by 3 points on the road. Why would Kansas City not be able to go in there and put up 35?
Yeah, but that's that's the trap.
It's not the right thought process. No. I'm just telling you, I can defend any one of these picks on the board. I can defend it. And there was nothing out there. Look, I haven't watched any of Miami football this year, the Hurricanes. Yeah. I haven't watched any of Louisville. I went off of last year, and I thought Louisville was a better team last year than Miami. They were last year. Not this year. Not the case. We all lost Dallas because they decided we're not going to show up for the first 45 minutes of the game.
Hold on. If you had listened to me, first of all, the best game Miami played last year was at home against Louisville, and they crushed them. And I told you that don't go so much by, first of all, they won and covered against South Alabama. I know, not a great team, and I understand that. But you could see there was a bit of a progression there, and certainly it was – It was night and day from last year what we saw against Louisville. You had Brennan, you had the tight end come back. You had De'Ara King look great. Harris was unbelievable. And granted, they just steamrolled Louisville. They just did. And the defense made from the first defensive stop, they held Louisville to 3. Louisville was up 3-0. It was a great stance early on. Then Miami came back, scored the next 2 touchdowns before you know it. And they're going to be tough. And I'm telling you, let the team look out for this week. I'm just saying because I watched this whole game. Look out for Boston College. They finally got a coach. And the transfer quarterback from Notre Dame, by the way, who had a good game. And there are those who think Jerkovec probably should still be at Notre Dame and starting over there. But they finally got a coach. And Jeff Hafley, who's young and tough, and you'd like him, Craig. If you heard his postgame, he's one of those guys, and he came up from Ohio State, I believe.
It's doubtful totally, I would like him.
Totally different attitude. I don't know how many games they're going to win, but they're going to be a tough out. Finally.
Well.
And they got a field goal kicker, which they haven't had in a decade.
I would like to point out 2 things about our pigskin picks.
Yeah.
First of all, if you didn't tune in at 2 o'clock, shame on you. But there was a controversy today because Chris came here and updated the grease board, and he slided me a game.
It was an accident. It was an accident.
That's 2 weeks in a row.
You know what? I don't know.
It's not 2 weeks in a row. I had to correct Craig Sheeman last week is what had to happen last week. I come in here after a 5-3 weekend, and Craig goes his little, hey, Chris, you did the little 3-5, huh?
I don't sound like that.
No, Craig Sheeman, I didn't do that. I went 5-3 just like you, just like the coin.
Now, once we got it correct, because this thing comes down to a game sometimes, and I'm a 3-time defending champ. I can't lose a game in week 2, and then we forget about it. So I corrected it.
Can I tell you what I'm doing this year? I have a new, fresh pad. We will have every game, final score, what we each picked. Yeah. We have the date here. We can go back and air check anything at the end of the year that we want.
Yeah. By the way, the coin is 10-6 in the first place.
I am tied
for first, yeah.
I am tied with the coin, the flip of the coin for first place. That's the other thing I wanted to mention.
Yeah.
All right, more college football to get to. We got a college football quiz. The Big Ten, with everything that's going on, the Big Ten released its schedule for the 3rd time. We'll get to that. But first, it's time for a SportsCenter rundown. Here's Chris.
This SportsCenter update brought to you by Sunshine Slider Repair. Sunshine Slider Repair will come to your home for a free estimate. Visit sunshineslideyrepair.com.
All right, we're going to call today Black Monday because it has just been a cavalcade of injuries. Nick Bosa, Saquon Barkley, Cortland Sutton, Malik Hooker, Isaac Sumalo, Paris Campbell, Bruce Irvin, all done for the year with ACL injuries. Christian McCaffrey going to be out 4 to 6 weeks with a high ankle sprain. Drew Lock going to be out 6 to 8 weeks with a sprained AC joint. That's in your shoulder. And we'll have Monday Night Football tonight, 7:30, 99.3 ESPN Radio.
Rainmaker says Chris nailed that Craig impersonation. No, he didn't even come close. I don't sound like a clown.
I don't think he sounded like a clown.
Cougar Hunters thinks I sound like Ned Flanders from The Simpsons. I may act and live my life like Ned Flanders, but I don't sound like Ned Flanders. How's that?
Remember the mic just said, yeah, it's true. Tavon Young out ACL. He's done for the year.
Guys, I can't get to all of them today.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right. Well, you can't get to them all. You can't. All right. Let's talk a little college football. The Big Ten had its original schedule. Then they scrapped it. Then in August, they came up with a new schedule post-COVID. Then 6 days later, they canceled the season. Then they decided to come back. And now they've released a schedule for the third time. First and foremost, Pete Shepard, I always tell you, when is the Michigan-Ohio State game? Because the 2.0 version, they moved it to the middle of the season in October.
Mm-hmm.
However, with this new revamped schedule, I'm a little surprised, they moved it back to the last weekend of the schedule.
I'm not surprised.
Well, I'm surprised from this standpoint. The theory was, before with the 2.0 version, let's play it early in case we got to cancel the season later on. At this point, they're like, we're just going to push it to the last weekend of the season, which is now in mid-December, mind you. But, Michigan and Ohio State will play on December 12th, and then the Big Ten championship will be December 19th, and then December 20th is Selection Sunday for the playoffs.
Yeah, and we'll get more back in the Big Ten in a second here. A couple things, because remember, the SEC starts up this weekend, which is great. Lane Kiffin, by the way, Ole Miss COVID-free for the second week in a row, so that's a good thing.
Right.
Also, John Canzano, who works out in Oregon, several different outlets out there, said, took a confidential poll of Pac-12 campus conference sources across the Pac-12. Prevailing thought, Halloween Day, October 31st.
Huh.
The group meets again on Thursday. The vote is the only one that matters.
All right. A couple of notes from...
Now, with the Big Ten schedule as well, remember that Big Ten championship weekend, all teams will be playing. They'll be playing the crossover opponent. So
right.
Second in the
mm-hmm.
East will play second in the West, so on and so forth.
Right.
I haven't heard where those games will be played. If that will be a, alternating...
Home or...
I think it's...
You can't play all of them in one spot.
No.
If it's
Wisconsin versus I'm getting my divisions mixed.
I don't know.
Penn State.
It'll be at Penn State, for example, or Wisconsin.
Is that how it's going to work?
That's how I understood.
Okay.
Just like a regular extra game added on. 59 Cent Mad Dog 2020 says the Indiana ceiling is 4-4. Good Lord, the schedule did us no favors. I'm going to talk about that in a moment because Pete, you said somebody had them at 5.5. As far as wins,
yes.
Indiana,
yeah.
it's a lock.
I also have them at 4-4. That's my own personal lock.
You're a win and a half below what Vegas is saying?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't want to run down the Indiana schedule, but yeah, there's not a lot of wins on there.
It's only eight
Ohio
games.
State's
four of their games are Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan. I mean, it's...
We'll get to Ohio State's cream puff schedule in a second. It's a cream puff schedule.
And 59 Cent Mad Dog 2020 also said Carmel High School squeaked by Lawrence North 36-34. So that's your small market Indiana high school football update.
So this week, number 5 Florida at Ole Miss. I think it'll be a fascinating game. Number 23 Kentucky at Auburn. Mississippi State at LSU. A lot of people looking forward to that. Mike Leach against Ed Orgeron. Number 4, Georgia at Arkansas with Felipe Franks. Number 2, Alabama at Missouri. Vanderbilt at number 10, Texas A&M. Tennessee at South Carolina. Of course, College Game Day is coming to Miami this week. Back-to-back weeks for the U as they will be in Coral Gables all day. Well, they went to Louisville last week.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And Florida State, and they're going to rule Florida State. I usually say in rivalry games, but this is pretty early in the season.
No head coach, Mike Norvell.
Florida
COVID.
State does not look good. But, you know, it's a rivalry game. I guess you kind of throw everything out the window, but Miami looks superior right now. But we'll see.
Yeah.
But there's some good game, some other good games this weekend. Let's see, Kansas State at Oklahoma.
Ooh, we'll actually have we'll have that game.
Kansas State, Oklahoma?
No, the U and Florida State.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we'll have the big three all day on Saturday. Ole Miss and
the Gators.
Yeah,
and the
Gators at noontime.
We start at 11:30, and then at 7, we'll have Florida State. It's Florida State at Miami.
Yes.
Yeah. Go Gators.
Yep.
Go Gators.
Alabama at Missouri. How about this? Number 22, Army at Cincinnati, 14. That's the first time Army's played a ranked team, but both teams are ranked a long time.
Wow. I have the betonline.ag. They put out win totals and gambling stuff throughout the year. Total wins for Indiana, 5.5.
Yeah, that's what I've seen. Memphis
Tom is also crushing me. He says, Craig, your lack of faith in your team is disappointing. Indiana's a decent team. 5.5 is doable.
No, it's not. Right.
I think it is doable.
Okay, let's see if there's some money here, because I think this is a Vegas miss. Okay,
I do too.
All right, here we go. Indiana, Penn State.
Loss.
That's a loss. Next week, Rutgers.
Win.
I think they win that game. 1-1. Next, Michigan. That's a loss. I'm sorry.
I don't know
I'm
about
sorry.
That.
I'm sorry, it's a loss.
Make sure you say the home and away. You're home against Michigan.
Yeah. Home against Michigan.
I think
home against Penn State's a loss. On the road at Rutgers is a win. That's 1-1. I think they always play Michigan tough at home, but they always lose in the fourth quarter.
Look, they can win that game. It's not
correct.
A game that they can't. If you're telling me who's going to be favored going into that game, Michigan's going to be favored.
Well, of course,
going
they're going to be favored.
Right? Okay.
That
so
doesn't mean you can't.
What are we doing the win loss game?
All right. Yeah. So yeah, that's how we do the win loss.
Well,
game.
I know that, but I'm saying.
All right, so we're sitting
favored
at
1-2. Game
I'm trying to make you guys money. I think there's a miss here by a game and a half on Vegas.
I agree with you.
Okay. Next, on the road at Michigan State. I think Michigan State's going to be a train wreck. New coach, the whole deal. I think Indiana can win that game. I'm being generous. 2-2. All right? We're 2-2 halfway through the season.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got to go to Ohio State.
That's a loss.
Everybody knows that's okay. Now we're 2-3. After Ohio State game, they've got a home game against Maryland. I'm figuring this for a win.
Win.
So we're 3-3, right? At Wisconsin, that's a loss. No doubt about it.
Yeah, the Michigan win is the most doable of the losses that we've given you so far.
So you're 3-4, and then you come up.
And you got Purdue.
Then you got Purdue, which that could go anyway. Let's say you win it. There's your 4-4.
Mm. So not only do you have to win Michigan.
You got to win Michigan and Purdue, which could go anyway.
Well, I'm giving you the win against Purdue. If you win Purdue, and let's say you win Purdue, you win Michigan. You're still 5-3, which means you've got to still knock off Penn State, Wisconsin, or Ohio State.
Well, look, what I think is interesting in this schedule is I got a feeling, and you might be right, looking at the schedule, really looking at it, but why do I get the feeling like you're going to have an upset? Maybe it's Penn State, but then also lose to like a Maryland. Like I could
lose
see
to
that,
a Maryland, that, absolutely.
I could see you beat. You know, even say you upset Penn State in the beginning, all your whole attitude changes,
right?
And everything goes to fruition right till you get to Maryland, the third to last game of the year.
Totally agree with you.
And you're on the precipice, and then you have a brain cramp.
But to Chris's point, best case scenario, they go 5-3. You're still under Vegas here, guys, at 5.5.
I think that's best case scenario.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, does that count the following that championship weekend game
again,
where they would play the crossover opponent? But still, okay, so you look at it, being in the East, look, yes, weird stuff happens in college football every year. I don't think anybody can sit here and make an argument that Indiana's going to be any higher than fourth on their side of the Big Ten.
Yeah, correct. So then what happens? They're going to play. I mean, you could be playing. I don't know if Nebraska's going to do anything this year. You could end up playing anybody.
So you might get a Northwestern type?
You might get Purdue back-to-back weeks. Purdue could finish fourth.
That still means that you've got to win that game against a crossover opponent. You've got to win the game against Purdue. Yeah. And you've still got to take one against Michigan, Ohio State, Wisconsin, or Penn State.
Yeah.
I mean, I keep hearing about how the Illini are going to be better this year. And I know a lot of kids from Florida are going there this year that are headed there. And they're thinking Illinois is going to be better than people think. I don't know what that means. I got to see it to believe it. But, you know, Iowa, Minnesota.
You know, that crossover game's a good point.
Wisconsin.
Because that's not on the schedule right now, and Vegas has got the win total. That's a sneaky.
Yeah.
That's sneaky.
Well, that's what they do.
So,
but again, that's still
assuming.
You might
have to beat Purdue back-to-back weeks.
But everything
and then
has
get to
go
six.
Right.
Right, that's assuming you don't drop
right.
any games that you're not supposed to lose.
And you don't lose your starting quarterback to COVID or you have. I mean,
anything like that. Yeah, it's a great point.
Everything has to go perfect for them to get over five wins this year.
And when you go into win totals this year, what happens, especially in the Big Ten where they don't have any weeks to play with, nothing that Indiana did wrong, but what if the week that they play Purdue has an outbreak, right?
Right.
And the game gets canceled. There's no more weeks to play. You're up against it at that point.
Yeah.
I think Vegas would just call the bet.
I would think.
They should.
Unless they have some kind of discrepancy there, you know. I would think they would have to. But look, they got Michael Penix Jr., right, out of Tampa Bay Tech. He's your leading.
He's our quarterback.
He's your quarterback.
That's my quarterback.
I think you have a way above average coach. I don't know how much longer he's going to be there, Tom Allen. I think he's a good coach.
I think it's good football team. I'm not knocking them. This is one of the better teams they've had. I'm just looking at the competition we're going against.
But this is what
look at Purdue. Hey. Purdue's schedule doesn't have to play Michigan or Ohio State this year. Cupcakes in.
Can they pull what Minnesota did last? Nobody thought Minnesota, I don't believe, was going to be as good as they were last year. Could they have a run like that where it come out of the blue?
Pete, the difference is you look at the division in which they play. I mean, yeah, Minnesota, look, they're playing in the West in the Big Ten where it's Wisconsin, really. You know, that's about it. It's Wisconsin, and I know Minnesota Iowa. Had the big win against Penn State late in the year.
Iowa was bad.
They're good. They're not great. They're good.
Nobody's great, but they're very good. That's a tough opponent.
But it's like a up and coming team in the SEC West. You're playing in the Big Ten East in the second hardest division in all of college football. I mean, to get to the top half of your division, if you're Indiana, you've got to dethrone Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, or Michigan
State.
I'm not
saying dethrone. I'm saying go on a mini surprise run. I mean, everybody's going to be. And I know a lot of these teams have been practicing and they just haven't played games, but it's just in this year, I mean, kooky things are going to happen. I'm telling you.
But it's like when we talk about SEC West teams on the come up, right? Like, I think that Mississippi State and Ole Miss are going to be head and shoulders above where they were last year.
Yeah.
You look at the top of that division and you've got Nick Saban and you've got Ed Orgeron and you've got Jimbo Fisher and you've got Malzahn. You've got all of these top-notch programs, and I don't know how feasible it is.
Yeah.
Now we're finding out by Terod Taylor, chest pains were caused by a bad reaction to a pain-killing injection before the game. And he had a rib injury, which is why he needed the injection, was listed on Friday's report.
So the injection is to stop pain, but it caused pain.
Yeah, it's not the first time, I guess, that such an infection, according to Tom Florio, has caused pain. Hall of Famer Jerome Bettis missed a Steeler playoff win over the Ravens in January of 2002 after complications caused by an injection to address a groin injury.
And how does Anthony Lynn look at his team and say, no, we're going to go back with Terod?
I don't think he can.
Well, he said it.
He's a coach on the bubble for his job.
I know he said it now. I know he said it now.
I don't know how you look at that performance from Herbert yesterday and say anything other than, okay, we're moving forward with number 10.
Well, okay, let's think about this for a minute. Because, all right, so Coach Lynn, up to 1 minute before kickoff, I'm exaggerating a little bit, had prepared his team for the entire week to have Tyrod Taylor be the guy. And then he has this unusual circumstance, throws Herbert in. Herbert does great. I mean, he feels like he's got to go back to Terod Taylor for one more week, right?
No.
He shouldn't think that way as a coach.
But he has drawn his line in the sand. He announced Tyrod Taylor was going to be his quarterback like last year, like even before the draft.
Well, let's see what he does. Let's see if Terod Taylor makes it through the injury report this week.
Stuff changes, man.
Yeah, you can't think that way.
If I'm that GM, I'm going down to his office and saying, the hell you are starting number five.
I'm agreeing with you.
Absolutely not.
No Tyrod Taylor fan.
Well, I mean, we have the opportunity to actually get some excitement behind this team. This is a team that it's not fair or whatever to Terod Taylor, but they don't have a footprint in the Los Angeles market.
You put
that guy at quarterback – you know, and you can sell excitement. Now all of a sudden you start you've got to do something.
They're home versus the Panthers this week. A banged up Panther squad. perfect time. You keep him in there.
Yes.
You let him develop
with
more confidence.
Christian McCaffrey.
And then the Chargers come to Tampa Bay in a couple weeks.
Yeah. I agree.
But still, it's the
I
same
would pull
thing.
The trigger.
Put him in. I would put Tua in. Don't give me the short week stuff. It makes no sense. He didn't play anyway. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter
well,
what week it is.
It's a short week for the entire offense.
Who cares? He didn't play. He didn't play. He knows the offense. You put him in there to spark that team, which it needs desperately.
They scored 28 points and had no turnovers.
Well, please.
Yeah, they scored 11 the game before.
Defense, him being
that's
in there.
That's improvement.
Him being in there for, I'm telling you, I've seen it before. You've seen it before. He'll spark the team. It's like the mango episode with George. I got a B12 shot.
I know, but but you know what I've also seen before? Coaches, time and time again, they won't do it on a short week. They'll do it the next week.
But
they
this
always
is different.
Do.
He didn't play.
I don't think it is different.
I think it is. He didn't play at all. He hasn't played.
I think both of you are right. He should be in there on Thursday night. Tua should be. Absolutely. For the reason you said, Pete, it's going to provide a spark to this team, which looks like they need it. They need a spark of some sort. But I don't think it'll happen because of the reasons Craig said, short week, Thursday night, and I don't agree with it.
Right? I don't know, but I'll tell you, if it keeps going the way it's going, and then you're going to have Josh Boyer, the Dolphins defensive coordinator, you get a lot to answer for.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm going to start screaming again.
Well, I'm just saying.
No,
you can't
right.
go into a game against right. Jacksonville. If they give up the same type of yardage, that they have the last couple of weeks, some through the air and some through the ground, mostly with the Patriots, and then some through the air like against with the Bills. I don't know.
Yeah,
that
was a bright spot. After allowing 210 yards on the ground, you just allowed 110. So.
Well, like I said,
hoorah!
Look, you got to change. You got to change every play. And I told you this week that Cam Newton wasn't going to rush. But, it was not 15. Totally different scheme by the Patriots. That's what, and most good teams will do that. You change week to week. You don't just say, "I'm going to run the ball every week down your throat." You change week to week.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, coming up, we got Pete Shepherd with a college football quiz. He's been chomping at the bit. It's a good one. We will get to all of that. Speaking of college football, it is game week for the Florida Gators. It just feels good to read this promo. 99.3 ESPN is your home for Gator football. Go Gators all season long. Saturday, the Gators travel to Oxford to face Ole Miss. Start our coverage at 11:30. That's in the morning, by the way. Then noon kickoff. Gator football is Southwest Florida's in Southwest Florida is brought to you by the Wilbur Smith Law Firm. And then, by the way, after that, we follow that up with Florida State and Miami. So it is just keep your radio locked in all day to 99.3 ESPN for the greatest in-state college football. Pete's college football quiz is next. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
One of them thinks cooking is cool. The other thinks white tube socks are. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Craig Sheeman, Pete Shepherd, Sheeman of Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. What funkadelic sound is this from?
Foster the People.
Oh, nice. Really?
Yeah.
So it's not old. It's got a 70s feel to it. But it's
I like the vibe.
Very good. Mm. All right. Coming up, we got a college football quiz for Pete Shepherd. Then Wikipedia, where we quiz you. It's a Bill Murray movie trivia day. We'll do that.
Not too hard.
It's not too hard.
No. Mm.
Okay. So we'll have
I think
that.
Pete will get most of these. If you've watched movies in the last 40 years, you're good.
If you've had any movies that have your finger on the pulse of America at all, you'll do well with this. All right, Pete.
Yeah.
Your college football quiz is pertaining to what? Been waiting for this all day.
All right.
Here we go. What do we got?
Yeah. This is a good one, I think. So do I have to
music?
Wait?
This is
got to get our timing
quiz.
Better on that one.
Sorry.
Well, with the NFL in full swing, let's focus on that for today's quiz. Can you name the five Division I programs in college football that had the most active players on Week 1 rosters heading into this year? And I'll give you bonus points if you can guess how many players each school has in the pros. It's just a top of five list.
I know Alabama was one. And I believe it was 57?
56.
56.
Oh. Yeah.
I was close.
Yep.
I was close.
Can you name the other four in the top five?
Florida State.
Florida Chris? State.
What's wrong?
Ohio State. Ohio State.
Ohio State is number two with 50. Oh, sorry.
Oh.
Sorry.
50.
Oh. Yeah.
I was going to guess that, too. Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
You know what? I wasn't going to guess that. I was going to say that.
Okay. All right, three schools left.
LSU. Are they on the list?
They are. They're third. They are
okay,
third.
Okay, so let's go 44.
Greg?
A number?
No, a letter.
X.
39. Go Tigers.
Close. 41.
Nailed it.
Right in the middle. I mean, we were right in the middle. I went over.
Southern Cal.
No.
No, you're Southern Cal? Bad at this.
Southern Cal.
Clemson.
Five schools with the most players on NFL Week 1 rosters.
Clemson.
Are from. No.
Oh, man. I finally
Clemson's
lost.
Clemson's not a good pro.
Florida.
Florida's fourth. Care to guess how many players?
36.
Greg?
35.
39.
Hey, Price is right. Craig, you want to have another what? Bad guess?
Michigan!
Yes!
Hey!
You got that one. Yes, fifth. Care to guess, Craig? How many players?
31, exactly.
Chris?
How does this work? 32.
33. Hey! That's like a Price is Right.
Yes.
A dollar higher. You know,
Price is Righted you.
Yep.
Wow, I did phenomenally on that quiz.
Did okay.
By the way, the Citadel
is... Yeah, you did okay.
Let me get... All right, this is an added bonus.
Okay.
The Citadel is the first team to hold Clemson scoreless in a half since blank did it to them in 2014. Now, Clemson scored 49... They were 49-0 on the Citadel. They were 53-point favorites, and then...
Bulldogs.
To shut it down.
See, those are the real Bulldogs,
the
Georgia.
Citadel is the first team to hold Clemson scoreless in a half since blank did it in 2014.
Florida State.
It's not a Power 5 school.
Oh, so it was another scenario where
but
this happened.
But it was a Division I school.
Furman.
Oh, no, was it? Was it?
Furman plays them all the time. I'll throw that out there.
No.
Somehow this bonus quiz is off the rails. No.
Georgia
Southern. No.
Close.
Georgia State. Nailed
just
that.
Beat me.
Yeah.
This is a thirsty Nick. Just who got it first? It's a joint effort.
Not
everything's
bad.
A competition.
Okay. All right, fine.
You come in here all up in arms because I misread Jacksonville and Tennessee on my sheet over here. A J and a T look very similar if you haven't looked at the alphabet recently.
Not really.
No, but they do. Apart from a little hooky thing at the end.
The hooky's big.
It's not a magnet hooky thingy.
Hook. Well, hooky gambling is big.
And just another little, I don't want to get Chris riled up again, but this is...
Don't do it with the Dolphins, please.
Fins up, baby.
I can't. I'm just so upset with this.
You know, it's almost October and we haven't heard the Fins Up song yet? Geez.
Maybe Friday.
Interesting that Jordan Howard has 13 carries for 11 yards through Miami's first
$10
two
million!
Games.
And no running game.
13 carries, 11 yards.
That's not true, actually. Yesterday, the running game was not bad for
Your
the Dolphins.
Your leading rusher was like 49 yards, if
Where's
I remember
Jordan
correctly.
From? Jordan?
Jordan Howard?
Yeah, Jordan Howard.
What college is he from? I have no clue.
Georgia.
Greg?
I don't know.
IU.
Really?
Yes.
Breaking
That's
news.
That's why he sucks.
How about that?
First team all Big Ten. He transferred from Alabama to Birmingham.
Miles Gaskin hasn't been bad for the Dolphins, actually. No, honest talk, has not been bad for the Miami Dolphins. Did you need to go out and spend all that money on running backs? Maybe not. Maybe upon further review.
Well,
you didn't
I
need
know
to?
The Buccaneers up I-75 have been out hustling you for running backs for about 6 months now. Because they all sign in there.
Dolphins were never in for any running backs once they traded for Breida. You get Breida, you get Howard, you get Miles Gaskin in there. That's a nice three-headed monster.
Set the season single rushing record at UAB in 2014, 1,587 yards, and then transferred to Indiana. In 2015, he had 1,213 yards. And
he wanted to go
nine
big
touchdowns,
time.
And then went to IU.
Yeah.
Didn't work out as a combine by his choice.
I mean, our receivers are creating zero separation. Mike Gesicki, there was nobody on Buffalo yesterday that could do a thing with Mike Gesicki.
Yeah, like eight catches, right?
Actually,
eight
catches. He made a great catch, though.
Phenomenal one-handed catch over the middle.
I keep
phenomenal.
Saying, why
caught a touchdown.
He needs to be way more involved. But I don't think the problem is so much as although I think Tua will spark everything. You can't be 29th against the run and 27th against the pass. And You just
no,
can't.
No, you can't. You're absolutely right, Pete. You're absolutely right.
You're just not going to. And one week was against the run, 1 week against the pass. I don't see a lot of adjustments being made.
But Pete, when you spend the sort of money that Miami has spent on the secondary, specifically at the cornerback position, where you've signed two of the five largest cornerback contracts of all time, you spend a first-round draft pick to bring in Noah Igbinoghene, or whatever his name is.
That's right.
You've put in, you've invested a ton. Bobby McCain, there's another guy. You paid him last offseason. You have invested so many resources in the back end of that defense, so when a guy like Byron Jones goes down, you're still able to play at a fairly high level. Where is that? Because, yes, the Patriots absolutely crushed the Miami Dolphins on the ground in week one. But go look at the numbers Cam put up through the air. They were very efficient numbers, what he was doing through the air. You didn't have ability to play man-to-man. I don't know. You spent all this money on the secondary, and you can't play man-to-man defense. It's infuriating.
I love it.
You better win Thursday night.
They're not winning Thursday night.
They are winning Thursday night. 130 on the money line. Book it.
Road teams do not win on Thursday night, and Jacksonville's better than expected.
That's a lie, Craig.
They are. Jacksonville has wrecked my original scenario of Trevor Lawrence and Dabo Swinney. Again, the Jets in full control of that. I know Joe Douglas has already been on the phone making offers to – no, I'm just making that up. But, I mean, they are going to give him a Godfather offer. And I'm telling you, whether they take it or not, whether he takes it or not, it's going to be a whole lot of money and a whole lot of – and maybe Joe Douglas gets fired too. He's got to be on the hot seat, doesn't he?
Perhaps.
That team is pathetic. It really is – pathetic.
Purdue 24 titles guy chiming in. Craig has no idea who ever went to IU. Jordan Howard now. Thomas Bryant a couple of weeks ago. Listen, Purdue 24 titles guy, you guys don't play Ohio State or Michigan. You're playing this little minor league schedule this year, so, you know, get back to me. I mean, meanwhile, we're sitting here in Vegas doing odds on the Hoosiers making it to a major bowl game with their 6-win season. 6-2.
Somebody said what happened to the Lions running game yesterday. Well, Adrian Peterson had 41 yards on 7 carries.
Actually, Kerryon Johnson played and scored a touchdown on the opening drive.
He did. 32 yards. He did have a touchdown. But really, Adrian Peterson, his one long was 25. So you take away that, and it was really 6 for 16. That is not good for Adrian Peterson.
Well, you know, as Matt Patricia says, Pete Shepard, we got to figure out how to sustain. Quick starts. We're starting quick. We're doing good. We're starting quick. Got to keep it going.
I will say Austin Jackson has been the bright spot in the Miami Dolphins so far this year. Actually, that entire offensive line unit has not been terrible. They've been keeping Ryan Fitzpatrick fairly clean. I think he only had one sack against the Patriots and a couple against the Bills. You'll take that from where the offensive line play was last year. Now, the run play of the offensive line has not been very good. But pass protection, a.k.a. keeping Tua healthy, they've been not bad. So put Tua behind the offensive line.
Hey, should have been there week one. T.J. Hawkinson, your leading receiver yesterday, right? Second year.
He's our tight end.
Out of Iowa. He and Fant got drafted same time,
I like
right?
him. He just wasn't healthy last year, but I like him when healthy. He was a good draft. Good draft pick, I think. I like him.
Yep.
All right.
Enough. Where are the linebackers, Miami?
All right, we're done.
Where
with
are the linebackers?
They're at the U.
No,
making
it's
plays.
It's ridiculous. Oh, Kyle Van Noy. I thought you were good.
Wow.
Ball hits you right in the hands, right in the mitts.
Could have made a difference.
Nothing.
Would have made a difference.
It would have made a difference. They lost by 3.
Clemson guy says
pick 6 would have made
a
difference.
It's the system. He can't play well at Miami.
Clemson guy says we need to start Tua on Thursday. Have to know if he can play in this league
since
we are trending toward the number one pick again.
No, we're not. No, we're not.
0-3 you're going to be.
No, we're not going to be.
No, they're not going to. The Jets are soundly. They are. The Jets
they're
are
in the
in
pole position.
0-3 is a definite within your realm possibility. That's unbelievable. Meanwhile, listen now, people. It's time to play Wikipedia.
Shut up, Craig.
That was a delay.
Listen to me now and hear me later.
You have Arizona this weekend.
Time.
You're staring at 0-3 in the face,
huh?
It's right in the eyeballs.
0-2-1, everybody knows it.
Right in the face.
That was last year.
Caller number 9.
Just a shot.
Right now, Bill Murray trivia for Wikipedia. But listen to this prize package, people.
I told you not to bring up the Dolphins.
We got a $50 gift card to John Michael Diamond in Cape Coral. John Michaels offers a wide selection of all types of jewelry, including gold, sterling silver, all the latest styles and engagement rings, necklaces, earrings, bracelets, and much more. So how about that? Some jewelry on the line here. Caller number 9 for Wikipedia. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN. And no, I just had 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN
okay?
app.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter, shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia.
All right, here we go. Caller number 9, Chris in Fort Myers. Welcome. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, Chris. Good. What's up?
How old are you, Chris?
I'm 47.
And what do you do for a living?
Between gigs right now.
Okay. Right. Oh, okay, well, good luck to you, man.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. We're going to do some Bill Murray movie trivia. You get to go first. First one of three correct answers is a winner. Question number 1. Bill Murray played groundskeeper Carl Spackler in what 1980 comedy?
He's a nose.
Yeah. All right, very good. Nice impression. All right,
I'm
Pete Shepherd. Pete, Bill Murray joined the Army and had his platoon sent to Europe in what 1981 comedy?
Stripes. John Winger. What kind of name is Winger? Winger. It's a family name.
Nobody touch me or I'll kill you.
There's nothing more I'd like better than driving nice people around in my cab and having some cough medicine.
Sergeant Hulka.
All right. The big toe.
The big toe.
Got it sticking up your ass.
Back to Chris. Chris, Bill Murray won a crucial bowling tournament in what 1996 film?
Oh, it's the Farrelly Brothers. He's got the one hand. No, Woody Harrelson's got the one hand.
Yep.
Oh. Kingpin.
Yes.
Way to jog the memory. All right, Chris is up 2-1 on you, Pete Shepherd. Here's your question, Pete. Bill Murray co-starred with Richard Dreyfuss in what 1991 comedy?
What About Bob?
Correct.
Great line, even though that was not filmed at Lake Winnipesaukee, New Hampshire, Greyley. Dr. Marvin! Dr. Leo Marvin! He gets off the bus just screaming his name.
Have you noticed Pete always reenacts the scenes from all these movies?
Yes, yeah. Baby steps into the elevator.
Baby steps into the elevator. I'm not here for an appointment. I'm dropping by.
Yeah, I'm on vacation for my problems.
Yes. That's great.
All right, Chris, this is for the win. What was the name of the character Bill Murray played in Ghostbusters?
I believe he played Dr. Veckman.
Yes! Peter Veckman.
Well done.
Nicely done, Chris. All right, congratulations.
Good
you're
job.
You're a big time winner.
You guys are awesome.
All right,
thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
You rock.
So, real quick, Chris won. Congratulations him for winning. He got a $50 gift card to John Michael Diamond at Cape Coral. And for a limited time, $50 John Michael gift cards are just $25 at our 99.3ESPN.com website for the rest of you. Only a handful of these half-priced gift cards are available. And when they're gone, they're gone. Let John Michael's Jewelers help you find the perfect piece to make any occasion, not just special, but never to be forgotten. Check it out. All right, Pete Shepard, I have some more questions for
you. Sure.
In Groundhog Day.
Yes.
What song does Phil Connors hear on the radio alarm when he wakes up every morning?
Sonny and Cher, I Got You, Babe.
Correct. In 1979.
Yep.
Murray, what movie did Murray play? Tripper.
Oh, one of my favorites of all time, Meatballs. Absolute. Still to this day, holds up.
In 2009.
By the way, a little trivia for you in that one. The girl who plays A.L. She went A. I heard A.L., pretty girl. She got blackballed out of Hollywood after that movie because the movie before that, she did a softcore porn version of Alice in Wonderland, and they blackballed her for the rest of her career.
It's ridiculous.
Because they almost kicked her out of Meatballs when they found out about it. So it's
no
ridiculous.
Appreciation
it's really
for
not
the
fair.
Arts.
Yeah, no, it's not.
All right, 30 years later in 2009, what movie did Murray play himself?
The stupid with the monster thing.
It's not stupid. It's a good movie.
Zombieland. Actually,
correct.
You know what? It wasn't a bad
it's
movie.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, yeah.
In terms of spoof movies,
yeah, it wasn't bad.
It stands
you're
on
right.
its own.
Actually, you know what? Now thinking about it, you're right. It does.
Okay.
It's a great lineup, too. Jesse Eisenberg. Yeah. You got Emma Stone in there. Woody Harrelson.
Yep.
Really funny.
Yeah,
movie.
Woody Harrelson was real good.
He was very funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bill Murray showed up to play a game of basketball in what partly animated 1996 movie?
You still haven't seen it. Space Jam.
Yes.
He retires. He goes out on top. Mike says, he goes, look, I think you might have a future in this. He goes, no, no. We go out on top. Got to go ice my knees.
What famous feline cartoon did Murray voice in 2004?
Garfield?
Correct.
Yeah.
I believe there were no wrong answers by Pete or the contestant, Chris in Fort Myers.
Good job.
Nicely done. That was fun.
Yeah.
All right.
Monday, nice, easy topic to get us into the work week, all that good stuff.
Just ease in there.
Yeah.
All right. 5 o'clock hot takes by me.
Already. Not a must.
Plenty of them already.
Not a must. Yeah, you hit your allotment in the 2 o'clock hour.
Oh, I did. I'll repeat them for those that
please
missed
don't.
It.
I can't do this.
Why not?
I'll go over all the great stats
again.
All
I said two things. No superstars, no attendance, no view, no ratings for the U.S. Open. Okay? It was boring.
It was not boring. It went up against the NFL. Nothing else has ratings on Sunday against the NFL. Was the Lakers game boring? No, we had a buzzer beater from the corner in the Western Conference Finals, but nobody watched it because it was going up against NFL football.
And after two games, Rob Gronkowski with 2 catches and 11 yards, he'll be cut by the end of the year.
That is so asinine, I can't even tell you.
I'm sorry. But
that's a 10, that's a 11.
That's not a hot take.
It's such a hot take.
It's not a hot
I think
take.
It's just sticky padded.
Out
How much of his contract
your
was guaranteed?
Mind. Out of your mind.
Mm-hmm. All right, more great takes by me, 5 o'clock hour. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.